Okay, let's talk about Ksubis Daf Lamed Dalet. Ksubis Lamed Dalet, and we will get into the sugya of being mazik something that doesn't really have an objective value for the marketplace, but it has a special value for the owner. Right? There is a sugya here on Daf Lamed Dalet, one of the big sugyas. Again, every daf here in Eilat Aharis has many big sugyas on it, but the Gemara quotes the Shita of Rabbi Shimon of Davar HaGorim L'mamon K'mamon Dami. Whether something that is Gorim L'mamon, what is Gorim L'mamon? So the Gemara explains if somebody gives an ox to a shomer and the ox becomes a shor haniskal, so that shomer is able to still give that, at least according to one day, is able to give that ox back to the owner and be pater, because HaReishal Chafanacha, he gives it back. So if somebody damages that ox, though, then is he chayef to pay the shomer, because this ox is worth something to the shomer, right? There's substitution value if the shomer gives it back, even though objectively it's a shor haniskal and it's aser bahana'a, and nobody else could get any benefit from it. And the shomer can't get any other benefit from it either. And but that's the halacha of Af Mishenig Mardino Hechziru Shomer Leba'alav Muchzar. He could give it back. And Rabbi Shimon Shita, which is a machlokas elsewhere in Maseches Baba Kama, about Davar Hagarim LeMamon, something that is inherently not mamon, so to speak. It doesn't have inherent value, but it has substitute value. If it's lost, so then one is going to have to pay for it. Tosfos here already discusses the relationship between Davar HaGorim LeMamon and Garmi. My Rebbe, Moi V'Rabbi, Rav Rosenzweig, always likes to say whenever one of these sugyas come up, that there are overlapping sugyas in Shas. The Davar HaGorim LeMamon is an overlapping sugya with Garmi and with Hezek She'eno Nikar. Garmi, if I damage, if I perform a Maisa Hezek, but there's something lacking in the Maisa Hezek, either the object or the Maisa, it's something more than Grumma. Grumma is totally indirect. And we paskin Grumma benizakin is putter. But Garmi is something more direct. But there's still something lacking. And that is a machlokes whether Garmi is going to be chayef or putter. Hezek she'eno nikar is a maisa hezek done. But it is not recognizable that it is a maisa hezek from the outside. Right? I'm metame tarosav shel chavera. I take a dead sheretz and put it onto truma. And then the teretz falls off. Either way, it's not nikar that it's damaged. Hezek she'eno nikar. So those are the three sugyas that overlap with there's something wrong with the Maisa Hezek. So Tosfos already notes here, Savalak Rabbi Shimon, that the Gemara is coming up with an Ukimta to try to understand the Brisa about the Shechting. Maybe it's Dargar Lamama Kamama Dami. So says Tosfos, Div Maskal Savar, Vim Tomar, Amailo Kamar, Drebbe Meir Latime, Dina Dagarmi. Why does it say that? Why do we have to bring in Rabbi Shimon if we're already quoting the Sheet of Rabbi Meir? Why do we have to connect it to a different shita, a different tana, to say Rabbi Meir? And that's why you're going to be chayiv here by being mazik the shor haniskal. What do you need Davar HaGorim LeMamon for? Just put in Garmi. That's Tosfos's question. But my lokamar meir the type of damage into Garmi. Gabi makadesh tvuas chavero osorif shtaros chavero. If somebody is makadesh, somebody takes kilai hakerem and takes grapes and vines and stretches them over the tvua of his friend, or sorif shtaros of chavero. I have a shtar that says somebody owes me money and somebody burns it. So that shtar is, did they burn, destroy my property? No, they destroyed my shtar raya that I could get money with that shtar. So that's garmi. So why didn't the Gemara just connect this shita within Rabbi Meir? Wouldn't you say it's a kavachomer? If you're chayev for garmi, surely you're chayev for garmamon, where there's a whole object, kidomar hasa and bagozel, like it says there in Baba Kama, it seems like, says Tosfos, that the Gemara goes in that direction, that if you'd be mechayev for garmi, you'd surely be mechayev for davar hagarim lamamon. So why didn't the Gemara just quote garmi? No, because really you could say the opposite also. You could say the opposite also. Maybe garmi is not. I might have said the opposite. The Gemara there says maybe only Davar HaGorim LeMamon would be chayiv, but garmi wouldn't be chayiv. So you see, Davar HaGorim LeMamon is more pashut to be chayiv. Rabbi Meir himself is garmi. So why didn't the Gemara say that? The Gemara says maybe the opposite. You could have said maybe a Meir does not would not agree. Maybe a Meir would agree. What does garmi have that Davar HaGorim LeMamon doesn't have? Sorry, shorosos shachaveru o mekadish tuas chaveru shu mamon haraui lechal haolam. it's rotwi l'chala olam. It is it's an object. It's it can be sold. There's osios nikdas b'mesira. Aval shar haniskal ein rotwi el lezeh hashomer sheyiftar atzmo. But this ox is only worth something to the shomer. To everybody else, it's worth zero. It's worth zero. The tvua and is worth something to everybody in the world. And now it becomes asur b'hanah. The shtar is worth something. It's worth more to one person, but it's worth something. So the Gematosis here goes has two different dayas about, do you say, which is more pashut to be mechayev? Is Garmi more pashut to be mechayev, or is Zover Garlamo more pashut to be mechayev? The second day says Tosfos says maybe that Garmi is more pashut to be Mikhayev, and not Dover Hagorim during all the Mammon. Okay, that's Tosfos' first day. Vishlomer, then Tosfos says, towards the end, in the name of the Ritzba is quoted in Baal Basra also, maybe Garmi is only Chayev, Midirabanan. Maybe he's only Chayev, Midirabanan. Do indeed in Garmi, the Gemara really never gives a source, a pasuk for Garmi, so maybe he's only Chayev, Dirabanan, and therefore we want to have something that's Chayev even Da'oraisa. Okay, this is the Sugya of Garmi, Dora Galamamon has a Shim Nikash. There's a discussion in the Achronim. In the Achronim, it's based on the Nesivas. The question is, how far does the Nesivas go? How is the Nesivas the beginning of Kuf Memches? The Sugya there in Shulchan Aruch is about a path that someone had through somebody's property, and it was sold. So, do I get to have that? Do I get to have that path or not? Do I have tainus? So that Nesivas is discussed by the Achron, by the later Achronim. The Siva says, "Denira, the dover she'eno shave ba'atzmo lamachro, something that is not worth itself to sell. V'likach damim ba'ado, you can't sell it. Nobody's going to give you money for it. Rak she'shave le'ishahu, but you have something that is worth to one person, but not worth to anyone else." Ein hamazik chayev l'shaalim. The Nesiva says the mazik is not chayev to pay in that case because the item had no real objective value, and because it didn't have any objective value, that is why the person is not chayev to pay for it. That's his chiddush. So how far does that? What does that mean? Rav Shlomo Zalman in Mincha Shlomo Tinyana, Simin Kuf Lamed Hei says ubepshuto regilim lomo dvarav. What is the pashup shot of the deceiver is how most understand his words. She'ein chayavin l'shalein ela imkein yochol abayim l'machol l'kabel avir mamon. It really means one is only chayav if I damage something. I'm only chayav to pay if the person could have sold it for something. If the person could sell it on the market, so then that is an item and I have to pay. Avalim shavim mamon rak l'bala v'lechut p'turim. But if it's only as value to its owner, then Pater. And the ride that he brings is a Tosfos that we had a couple of days ago on Daf Lamed, the case where somebody, Lamed of a Bez over here, where somebody sticks food into someone else's mouth until they can't return it. Somebody stuck something, truma, into somebody's mouth, into the base of Leah. And the Gemara says, Hechidami, can they spit it up? Can they not spit it up? And the Gemara says, they could split it up. So Tosfos discusses that it used to be, obviously it was food, and then afterwards it became putrid. While it's in the throat of the other person, it's putrid, and therefore, that's why possibly you're not chayiv midin mazik, because at that moment it's only worth something to the eater. Right, because it's disgusting, it's putrid, but he's going to swallow it. He's the one that made it putrid. But it's not worth something to the owner, so the deceiver discusses that Tosfos and that Gemara to try to prove his point. Rav Shlomo Zalman first extends the deceiver, and then he wonders whether the deceiver is that really means that. Says the Rav Shlomo Zalman, according to this, what happens if somebody has a very sentimental type of item, an emotional, a Yerusha, a kos yesh ladum lefizeh b'mishi yesh lo maskeret kos o kli acher. Somebody has a little cup, a little kos she yarash me aviv o miskenu. He got it from his father or his grandfather. Asher yadua shalachol ad echad maskeret kazu yikara be'enav. Everybody knows it's very valuable. This very precious in his eyes. V'shava etzlo yoser. Right, he's going to pay a lot more for it than anyone else. Kama chayav of mshalim avur zeim efsida. How much do you have to pay if the market value would be more than this person? Fascinating question. When you try to determine hezek value, so do you go by ability to sell in the marketplace? Or do you go by this person? this person. It means a lot more to this person than anyone else. We'll get to, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of minutes, a tshuva of, what about somebody's glasses? Somebody's glasses have more meaning to one person than the other person. To me, somebody else's prescription is meaningless. I wouldn't pay anything for that. So if I damage his glasses, so does that mean a putter? Because I wouldn't have paid anything for it. Only a certain percentage of people in the world that have his prescription would pay something for it. Fascinating question. Says the Rav Shlomo Zalman, he continues, U'be'ikr dvar av nira, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says, it doesn't sound like from the Nesivis that it would even be tali on our sugya of davar garmel mamon. U'be'ikr dvar av nira, de'ein zeh mishum dekayim olan. This is not because shadavar garmel mamon lav kamamon dami. The reason that the Nesiva says Pater is not because Davar Gan Lamamon is Lav Kamamon, and therefore it doesn't have to have that value. Ela Da'af Imkir B'Shimin, to Kamamon Dami. Even if we would hold like Rav Shimon, Davar Gan Lamamon is Kamamon, Shaper Yesh Lama Kidvarav. Still the Nesiva seems to say Hishita. Even if you say Kamamon, why? Because there's a difference. The shiny Gorin Lamamon. By Gan Lamamon, it's different. To Me'ikara Hayamamon L'chal Ha'olam. Really, it was something that was worth something to everybody. The ox. The ox had the value, always had value. Ela shagabe kulam achar katsa nifsad. But then something happened, and it's not worth to anybody. It was worth something to everybody, and now it's worth something to nobody. Except this one person. Lagabe tidei hariz anishar od mamon. Regarding this shomer, it still has status of mamon. Masha enkin bikia gavna shalohaya me'olam mamon la'achirim. But here, this little coast, it never went down. Whatever went down the value, it was always worth this little amount to the whole world, but it's worth a lot, you know, to someone else. It's not like it was worth a lot, and then it went down and stayed that amount to everyone here. It was never more. So then, so says the Rav Shlomo Zalman and the Mincha Shlomo. Maybe this shita is even according to the Manda Amar, Dar Gan Lamamon Lav, even if Kamamo Dami. But then Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's hard to say this. It's hard to say that if I damage something that only has value to someone else, that I would be putter, because ein ladavar sof. Ein ladavar sof. If somebody has a deed, a shtar mechira, right, of someone of buying something, so is that if I damage that, it's not worth anything to the other person. Emecha yichtov al niyar shalpani. Or what if I go over, somebody has a little piece of paper, a little notepad, I take one piece of paper, and nobody's ever going to buy that, and I scribble on it, that I ruined it. So if you go by, well, if you can't sell it on the marketplace, so then you're not chayiv mazik. Again, it doesn't mean that you're a great tzaddik. You know, you did something wrong. It's usur. It's usur to damage, even if you're not going to pay. Right? If to damage somebody, pachad b'shara pruta, it's still usur. It could be usur daraisa. Right? The grumma b'nizakin. Grumma b'nizakin is pater. But it's usur. It's terrible to damage somebody else's property. Right? The chiyuv tashlumin doesn't always parallel to the usur. There could be no chiyuv tashlumin. But you're still not going to be chayiv, right? The Isser Hezek is the first sugi in Baba Kama. What is the source of the Isser Hezek? Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, don't damage. Al Tazik. It says don't wound, right, in a certain way. But it doesn't say don't damage. So there'll be big discussions of what exactly is the source for damaging. That's the first sugi, first Kilas Yaakov in Baba Kama. But if I go over to somebody and scribble on their little notepad, the little one paper of their notepad, so they're not going to be able to sell that, but it's hard to say on Potter. V'chinim kara shtar get. What if a woman has a shtar get? Right? Omecher v'chadome. Loit tzarech l'shan l'bal ashtar, afilu avur aniyar. I wouldn't even have to pay for the paper. Mishum she'inu shava l'achir b'mechir. Nobody else would be able to buy it. V'zeh dever tamua. So there's the mazaman that's hard to accept. It's hard to accept that you'd be Potter just because it's not sellable. Da'adarabah. Mistaver, the opposite. Mistaver said, "Srichim l'shalim lo gam schar hasofer." L'chori, you should have to pay even the schar to write it again. L'chtov shtar o michtav, or to write a kabbalah. U'kamochein, a same thing. B'misha hotzio mitoch piv ma'achal la'us. Shalosh shaveh klum la'cher. Masvara he liftar. If somebody's about to swallow something, and I went into his mouth and I grabbed the food out of his mouth and made him spit it out, that's not sellable. But I didn't do anything to him. I'm not going to have to pay for that lunch. So Rav Shlomo Zalman does not think that that's what the Nesivis means. That anything that's not sellable on the marketplace is going to be pater. That's not what he thinks the Nesivis means. Really, if it's worth some type of money, if it's worth something, even if it's not sellable, if it's worth something, so then the mazik is chayef. Then the mazik is chayef. L'chein nira l'vayr, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. D'bedavar shu mamish mamon nira d'tzrichim l'shalim lo, kvi shu tzarech lo hotzi, k'dei liknos chayfetz kazeh. How much would you have to spend in order to buy something like this? Shehifsiduhu. V'lo nimdad klal. Bekama yuchal limkar zela achirim ulufamim mishalmen lo pachos. You don't go by, oh, other people would pay less. No, how much would you have to pay to get it back? That Torah Amra, Maken Nefesh Behema Yishalmena, Vloshen Yishalmena, Hainu Lahashlim, Sheyeh Lo Behema Acheres, Velo Maspigma Sheyishayim Lo Kishir, Sheyemakabal Ilu Haya Mocher Laacherim. And therefore, says the Rishon Lezalman, I don't think that's what the Nesivos means, so far-reaching in his Chiddush. But this is related to other tshuvas that come up. Again, that was Mincha Shlomo Tinyana Simin Kuf Lamed Hey. The Evan Yisrael Fisher. The Evan Yisrael has a tshuva in Chelet Ches Simin Kuf Dalad. Even before that, there's another tshuva. Evan Shasia. I saw quoted the tshuva is Evan Shasia. I'm not sure who that is. Somebody destroys somebody else's passport. You know, a similar type of idea. I destroy the passport, so my passport is not sellable out there to anybody else. Nobody's going to buy my passport for any money. But it still costs me money in order to get a new passport. I have to wait online and I have to go pay for the issuing of another passport. So, l'chora, that he says, that's not, you would have to pay. You have to pay. Again, the Achronim wonder if the Nesivos would agree in these cases or they would argue. If you look at the Tshuvas, Evan Yisrael, and Chela Chesim, and Kufdalid, that's the case of the glasses. B'dinyin davar, mazik davar she'eno shavah l'mechir b'shuk. The case was there that somebody goes to a glasses store and he buys glasses and he was supposed to get number 6. Glasses with a prescription number 6. And he pays him. After a half a year, the one who was wearing the glasses broke them by accident. It was Pshia. With Pshia, and he goes to the store to get new pairs of glasses and he realizes that really it was 6.5. It was 6.5, it wasn't 6. So now the person who had the glasses says, well, I'm not paying. You gave me the wrong ones. The whole thing was a mekato, so you owe me new glasses. And the storekeeper said, no, you took them. You, a little half is doesn't make a difference anyway. And you were poshea. Anyway, if I had them, I could have even sold them to a different person with 6.5 prescription. Right? Even though there aren't so many each prescription. It wasn't that it was not worth anything. Even though it would have been a used pair, I could have used them. I could have done it. And then, so says the Evan Yisrael. Always give the exact number. The doctor would have said it's okay, but the Kona says, you didn't give me what I asked for. Then there was Megatos. So it starts with the Nesivos. That's where it starts with. Well, first it gets into do you have to pay if you didn't get what you paid for? So maybe Lechora it is a Megatos, but even a Megatos. It's not Megatos if you give the thing back. The guy has to get his money back. But what if you broke his item? It was a mechatos, but then you broke the item. So then he admits that he broke it, but vaday chayav l'shalim, l'chal aday eslam ocher. You want to say, oh, there was never a kinyan? Okay, so it belongs to the mocher. But you broke it. Fine. And then he says, it goes into the Nesivos, and he assumes that many Rishonim are against the Nesivos. That's what he goes through in his tshuva. Not that the Nesivos would be modeh, like Rav Shlomo Zalman tries to limit the Nesivos and say that the Nesivos would be modeh in these cases, but the Eben Yisrael goes into and says, I think Rishonim are against the Nesivos. And he says there's a difference between Garmi and these cases. Debevadai, bemazik, lo begarmi. Fine, the Nesivos is in the world of Garmi. But if it's Mazik, Ein chilek im yesh lo shavius lo mechira bashuk. Tahare mikol makam heziko, v'tzorach lahachzor lo asachefetz sheziko. Allah says tmuraso, shiuchal liknos chefetz acher kazesha machasro. So therefore, he assumes that the Nesivos is Rishonim are against the Nesivos, even if the Nesivos is Yesod, is okay within Garmi, but it wouldn't be accepted within a real Maisa Hezek. So someone else, the Pesachei Choshen discusses, what if somebody destroys somebody else's Chidushei Torah? Right, so then that Chidushei Torah